even for Las Vegas, this deal is big. Harrah's Entertainment is buying Caesars Entertainment for more than $5 billion in cash and stock. By pooling their chips, the companies will form the world's largest gambling operation. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, it's the second big casino merger announced in as many months.
MGM Mirage and Mandalay Resort Group started the dealing with their own merger last month. Now, Harrah's and Caesars have raised the stakes. Harrah's CEO Carrie Loveman told analysts in a conference call this morning the acquisition of Caesars solidifies Harrah's position as the number one casino operator.
It has been my view for some time that this industry will consolidate into two leading large-cap operators, a trend that we've observed in many other consumer businesses. Clearly, the industry has now moved in that direction.
The two big operators have gotten big through different strategies. While MGM Mirage is concentrated in Nevada, Harrah's has opened casinos around the country, on riverboats and Indian reservations. Harrah's prides itself on customer loyalty programs that help cultivate frequent gamblers. Michael French, who oversees the gaming practice at PricewaterhouseCoopers, says Harrah's will now be able to offer those customers a much wider array of choices on the Las Vegas Strip.
I think with Harrah's growth, they've educated a lot of gamers that have maybe traveled to their local riverboat or to their tribal casino or to their whatever, and they've been able to develop, obviously, one of the best databases in the industry. And I think that these people will, you know, want to ultimately come to the so-called gaming mecca, that being Las Vegas, and expand their experience.
With the acquisition of Caesars, Harrah's would go from just two casinos in Las Vegas to six in a variety of price ranges. The company would also double its presence in Atlantic City and add new casinos on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The merger will need approval from both state and federal regulators, and Harrah's may have to sell some of its casinos in order to avoid undue concentration in markets like Atlantic City. Gaming analyst Marvin Rothman of Rothman Miller says regulators may be less concerned about local concentration, though, as gambling spreads to neighboring markets like Pennsylvania, which just legalized slot machines.
One of the reasons why it's spreading so rapidly, we went through a period over the last 3 years where almost all the states were in deficit. When states are in deficit, the gaming industry promises to deliver two important things that are gold to a politician's ears, and it is jobs and revenues.
Even with the growth in gambling opportunities, Harrah's Vice President Jan Jones says the company sees no sign that the market is nearing saturation.
What's amazing is that we have really found that Americans enjoy gambling, and I mean gambling as a responsible form of entertainment. And what you've seen is that as gambling has gone into new jurisdictions, the demand has grown. So you're not cannibalizing customers in areas. You're meeting new customers who are finding they really enjoy the casino gambling experience.
Harrah's says it has a lot of work ahead to integrate a company with 54 casinos and at least three prominent brand names, Harrah's, Caesars, and Horseshoe. It hopes to close the deal within a year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.